Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Deciding on judges, Wyoming's judicial retention elections explained. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. In Wyoming's upcoming elections, voters will have the chance to retain or remove local and state judges, even though many have never seen these judges in action. According to WyoFile, here's how Wyoming's system works and how you can make an informed choice. All Wyoming judges, including Supreme Court justices, district, and circuit court judges, are initially vetted by the Judicial Nominating Commission. The governor then selects from their recommendations, and in the following general election, voters decide whether to retain these judges for another term. Judges' terms vary by court, with Supreme Court justices serving 8 years, district judges 6, and circuit judges 4. If fewer than half of voters choose to retain a judge, they lose their seat. To prepare, voters can view a sample ballot from their county clerk or elections website to see which judges are up for retention. For additional insight, visit the Wyoming Bar Association's website with their performance assessments based on feedback from attorneys regarding each judge's knowledge, fairness, and respectfulness. Governor Gordon praises TerraPower's move to secure non-Russian uranium for Kemmer Project. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon is applauding TerraPower's latest steps to secure a stable supply of non-Russian, high-assay, low-enriched uranium for its Natrium nuclear project. TerraPower began construction on the plant last summer in Kemmer near an existing coal facility and says the new uranium source strengthens its investment in the reactor and energy storage system under development. In a press release, Governor Gordon highlighted the importance of this move, saying it's a smart strategy that benefits both Wyoming and national energy security. He praised TerraPower's commitment to explore Wyoming's own uranium resources, noting that a consistent supply is essential for the growth of small, modular nuclear plants and energy independence. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.